Bite Size has quite a lot of possible themes that we could run with, working their way through the verses we'll look at. There's all sorts in here. So we'll pick out some of the themes that are in, and they're all to do with following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. That's what it is to live the Christian life. And Peter returns to this theme often, actually. Let me read to you the verses. They're found in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 4 and 5. As you come to him, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, as you come to him, a living stone, rejected by people but chosen and honoured by God, you yourselves as living stones, a spiritual house, are being built to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. Now, one theme that runs through here is that the Lord Jesus Christ is a living stone. A living stone. Peter is picking up on imagery of the temple here. The temple was God's house. It was built out of stones. It's where God dwelt amongst his old covenant people, the Israelites, the Jews. But Jesus here is described as a living stone. He's actually the cornerstone, as we'll see in verses to come, of God's house that is his true house. A house that isn't made of dead stones, bricks or rocks hewn out of the ground, but living stones, people. And Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. But the stones that make up this house, including the cornerstone himself, Jesus Christ, are rejected by everybody else. Christ was rejected by people, but chosen and honoured by God. Something else that runs through this passage is the theme of sacrifice as well. So we are, as ones who have been joined to Jesus, also living stones. We are being added to Jesus, the cornerstone, to build this temple, this house in which God lives, the church, made up of all his people. But just like Jesus was one who sacrificed himself, he was rejected and sacrificed on the cross, we also are those who offer sacrifices to God. We are being built into a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Let me just talk about sacrifice for a moment. Once you've been built into the house of God as a living stone who has become alive through faith in Jesus Christ and being born again, you can expect to be then living a life of sacrifice. That's what the cornerstone himself did. He lived a life of sacrifice, culminating in his greatest sacrifice on the cross, giving his life for us so that we may live. But we will follow in his steps if we are truly his people, living stones like him. We will sacrifice ourselves for others, to serve them and to serve God. And sacrifice is costly. It's hard. But that's what we do. And when we do, praise God, it's acceptable to him. That great sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly the sacrifice of his life on the cross, the great sacrifice of all, was perfectly acceptable to God because he was the perfect sacrifice. He never sinned. But the sacrifices that we make of our time, of our energy, of our finances, of our very selves in serving people and serving God, they're not perfect, are they? They're not. And sometimes the fact that they're not perfect might discourage us and make us think, well, I should just give up. God isn't going to be happy with the way I serve. It's too flawed. It's too sinful. But through Jesus Christ, the things you do for Christ and for others, the sacrifices you make, they are actually acceptable and pleasing to God. And that should spur us on to serve in the church, this house of God that we are being built into. John Calvin talked about the fact that when we become Christians, there is a double justification that takes place. The justification we normally think of as we think of the gospel It is the justification whereby we ourselves are counted as not guilty, acceptable in God's sight. That is wonderfully true. It's the heart of the gospel. We are loved by God and accepted by Him when we trust in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. We are justified, just as if we'd never sinned. But double justification, Calvin taught, teaches that not only are we ourselves justified before God so that He accepts us and is pleased with us, but our actions are justified as well. The sacrifices we make, which, yes, are tainted by sin and mixed motives and flaws, they're far from perfect, those sacrifices. Yet they are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Even our actions now, which would once have been unacceptable to God because of their sin that was attached to them, they're now accepted in God's sight. He is pleased with you when you make sacrifices for Him, for others, when you love sacrificially. So be encouraged. You have been joined to Jesus Christ, the living stone. You are now part of God's house where He dwells, and He is pleased to dwell there, because as you seek to sacrificially serve Him and others, He accepts those sacrifices in and through the one to whom you are built upon, the Lord Jesus Christ.